Good morning and welcome back. Back to the takeaway there, John.
Thank you, Celeste. It's great to be back.
It seems like you've been gone for a really long time.
Well, not for 5 years, though.
That is true.
I've been thinking a lot about 5 years in the time I had off, you know, all these media sort of commemorations of 5 years of Katrina. It seems like an eon ago in some ways.
And in some ways, it seems like it was just last month to a certain extent. President Obama is actually going to visit New Orleans on Sunday to talk about just exactly what you're talking about, the 5 years that have passed since Hurricane Katrina. It was the largest hurricane to ever approach the U.S. in recorded history, and 1,800 were dead, mainly from Louisiana and Mississippi. $75 billion in damages. We hear a lot about New Orleans in connection with Katrina, but Mississippi also took its share of the brunt of the storm. 230 died there, 67 still missing at this point. 65,000 homes were destroyed, and an estimated $125 billion in damages. So let's turn our focus to Biloxi, Mississippi, where after 5 years, they are still struggling to put their lives back together. Joining us now is the mayor of Biloxi, A.J. Holloway, and Mary Perez. Mary's been covering the fallout from Katrina since it hit the Gulf Coast for Biloxi's newspaper, The Sun Herald. The paper won the Pulitzer Prize in 2006, along with the Times-Picayune of New Orleans for Katrina coverage. Mayor Holloway, let me start with you. Is it easier in Biloxi to get your mind around the impact of Katrina because it's a smaller city than New Orleans?
Well, I wouldn't know if that would actually be the case. You know, I mean, it may be smaller, but we were still devastated to the extent that we haven't recovered in a lot of our areas, particularly in the eastern end of our town, which is the oldest part of Biloxi, which housed the poorest and the different ethnic backgrounds. And it's still about 45% vacated, have not come back. So, you know, we faced some difficult decisions and some difficult times. All of our Highway 90, which was our business area, is probably 50% back with homes and the businesses on that Highway 90. Even though we think we've had a very good recovery, we still have a ways to go. I said after Katrina that I thought our time before we could get back up to where we were would be 10 years. And we still have a long way to go to get there.
Well, it's a monumental task. Mary, as I understand, 90% of buildings along the coastline of Biloxi and Gulfport were destroyed in the storm. You just heard the mayor saying that he thought it would take 10 years to recover from Katrina. But as I said a moment ago, since Katrina, we've had the recession and then the Gulf oil spill. Do you think that 10-year timeline needs to be moving even further?
In some cases, it will. I think that there's a lot of energy here on the Gulf Coast. We didn't feel the recession as hard as some places because we had a lot of money, recovery money, come in and help us rebuild. That's drawn a lot more developers to the area. But in other ways, I think emotionally, most particularly, it's going to take more than 10 years because now you have the oil spill on top of, and you have the economic difficulties on top of the storm. So I think, in some ways we will get back quicker, and in other areas it's going to take a lot longer.
Well, Mr. Holloway, if you don't mind, if I could ask about your own personal trauma that you experienced in the storm and how long you think it will take others who've been through what you've been through to recover. Can you tell us what happened when the storm hit?
Well, personally, I was very, very lucky and fortunate that, my home didn't get destroyed, and, I didn't lose businesses and things of that nature, so I've mostly just been putting my time to the city and trying to get it back to where we were before. And like Mary said, we had a triple whammy, so to speak, with Katrina, then the recession, depression, and then the oil spill. So then one thing I tell people, the only thing I haven't seen since I've been mayor is an earthquake. And I hope we'll never see that.
God forbid.
Right.
Mary, let me ask you, in your reporting, what do you find are the effects in terms of the relationship with other communities? These kind of shared tragedies, do they make people feel a stronger connection with their surrounding communities, with their fellow countrymen? Or does it suddenly people become very protective, trying to protect their own and what they have left?
No, we have 11 cities here along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, which is a lot in this. It's probably about 70 miles across the coast. And these are the most resilient, the strongest people I've ever seen anywhere. I don't know that people in a lot of places in the country could do what they've done here. Of course, you have no choice when you're in the middle of it, but they have such tenacity. Right after the storm, I remember standing there and watching people looking up at their houses and crying, but then they went right to work. They put on their gloves. They put their houses out on the curb for them to be picked up, and then they just got back into life. And I think in some ways there's a little competition here among the cities to get back, but it's more of a regional approach now. And we had a million volunteers come and help, so it's almost like the whole country has a stake in what happens here. They've helped with the recovery, and they're watching. They keep, you know, checking back in and seeing how the area is doing. And there's been a really tight bond form between the country and the Mississippi coast.
Mayor Holloway, one more question for you. I'm sure that when the storm hit, you weren't just asking yourself, but you were probably being asked by reporters like me, what you thought would be the impacts of the storm, where you would be 5 or 10 years from now. So here we are 5 years out from Hurricane Katrina. What happened that you expected, or maybe there's things that ended up being impacts that you never foresaw?
We have come a long way since Katrina. We have a new lighthouse visitor center that will be opening up in the spring of this coming year. We have a new library and a new civic center, a huge project that will be opening up probably in the summer of next year. Three buildings that we lost. We lost a lot of our properties that were historical properties, old properties that were over 100 years old, destroyed, that we can't replace a replica of them. We lost a lot of our history that all we have is pictures of to look at and to remember. And I think that's one of the saddest things that we have faced and we will face from now on, is the loss of a lot of our heritage and history and culture. We keep our history and we keep our culture, but we lost a lot of that properties that we just can't replace.
That is A.G. Holloway, mayor of Biloxi, Mississippi, and he was joined by Mary Perez. She's a reporter for the Sun-Herald in Biloxi Gulfport, Mississippi. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.